Thanks for listening to the Dusty and Cam podcast brought to you by Les Schwab Tire Centers. It'll be the best 45 minutes of your life, I promise. Doing the right thing since 1952.
This is Dusty and Cam in the morning.
When I say, should we bring our swimsuits? You say, well, yeah, weather permitting.
With Dusty Hera.
I didn't get into college. Check me out. I'm kick ass.
And Cam Cleland.
I almost joined a frat in college myself, but they tried to make me chug a 40.
Dusty and Cam in the morning on 1080 The Fan.
Put my nuts on the table, and then I did the damn thing.
Good morning! Happy Thursday to ya! Dusty Hera, Cam Cleland. We usually start this show with, do you know what day it is?
Yeah, it's
but
not.
It's not.
Why'd you do that?
No, it is!
No.
It is!
No.
Greatest game of the year.
That's right.
Greatest game of the year is coming up.
Okay. Service Academy action coming at you.
Army, Navy.
Ooh, by the way, Army's uniforms are.
So are Navy's. I love that.
Navy's
Under
are
Armor
good. And Nike Navy's are good, but Army's are better.
Yes, they are.
And I'm not saying one's better than the other, but I'm saying one's better than the other.
Cam's an Army man.
Well, you got to pick your sides. There's Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard.
Yeah.
Which one do you side by? You kind of have, everybody has a connection.
I've always been an Army guy myself.
Okay. My dad's an Army guy, so I just, my fits well.
You got two grandfathers in the Army.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm an Army guy.
Army.
No, I always, before I even really realized or understood that, I always kind of found myself pulling for Army, though. I always liked black and gold better than blue.
You always feel
and
like
gold.
The Navy guys were just like, oh, those Navies.
Fancy lads in
those
their white
fancies.
Suits.
All the ladies like that. Boy, do they like them in the white men and their white suits.
Who wears the, which side wears the cloaks in the cold weather? Is that the Navy?
I believe both do.
They both wear
but
the
Army,
big cloaks.
Army,
the
Army's the gray.
Ooh, the gray cloaks.
Yeah, there's something about West Point, too, that is pretty badass. You know, it looks.
All ladies like a military man. Can't.
Yeah, they do.
In their uniform. I remember the movie called Officer and a Gentleman.
Ew.
My mom took me to that dumb movie when I was a child. And about 45 minutes in, she goes, oh, my God, covers my eyes, and we walked out.
Oh,
because really? there were some pretty racy scenes in
it's
the
like
80s.
Going to see The Wolf of Wall Street with your parents.
That very awkward moment. I was like, oh, I think I should watch this movie.
Who was
I think she made me walk out. Then we walked back in, got more popcorn. Then I walked out again, and then she decided to cover my eyes the entire movie.
Yeah.
Because there was a couple scenes where I think it's Richard Gere's in that movie. No. Somebody's in that movie. I don't know.
Officer and a gentleman.
But it's just, it was like the ladies love a man in a uniform. Yes, if you look into that. I remember that very clearly. I don't remember the movie because I was blocked with vision. Yeah. I was unable
Richard
to watch.
Richard Gere.
Richard Gere was in the movie.
Deborah Winger. David Keith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a couple racy scenes.
Yes.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more awkward than being with your parents and getting into a racy scene in a movie.
I know, so you know The Wolf of Wall Street, right? How that thing starts with a little...
Yeah. No. It's yeah.
It's aggressive, right?
It's aggressive. Shocking is more...
I cannot remember who it is.
Like, how's that popcorn? What?
But one of my friends went to that movie with their mom... Because it was they've heard good reviews about this movie. And like it was right when it came out. They're like, yeah, sure, let's go. And so they went and saw it kind of on a whim. And they said it was the most awkward. Like, it was like, should we leave?
Yeah, I think it's the most intense, awkward opening scene in movie history.
Yeah.
It is.
And sitting next to your mother in a theater, that would be the worst. Yeah. That would be the worst.
I saw the movie American Pie 2 in a theater with my dad and my high school girlfriend simultaneously.
Well, that was not as bad.
Was she sitting in between you?
I don't remember what the seating arrangement was.
Wait, hold on.
Wait a minute.
Why
in
the world, knowing American Pie 1, why would you go to American Pie 2 with your father?
We were at a baseball tournament for my brother, and there was downtime between the two games. We needed something to do. We're like, we're going to go see a movie. We get there, and I'm like, that seems like the best movie that's available. I'm like, let's roll the dice. Let's go for it.
It's a bad roll.
Yeah, my dad was cool about it. My girlfriend was too, I suppose.
Oh, there's always those awkward
moments.
But it
was really weird.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Went to the movies and saw Trainwreck with my mom. We had no idea what it was about. All I knew it was a comedy.
I haven't seen it.
That movie starts with John Cena and Amy Schumer in bed.
Does it really?
Yeah. Yeah, and it gets weird. I mean, it gets weird.
Well, it's immediately weird just that they're in bed together.
Yeah.
Not an Amy Schumer fan. Never have been. In fact, multiple thumbs down on her.
Okay.
Good talent. Just not a fan of her comedy.
I'm a fan.
I think she was recently accused of joke stealing, too.
Oh, no. Buck and I, did you watch it with me?
I could see that happening.
Oh, yeah. I think we watched it together.
Yeah, we watched like an 8-minute video.
Not a fan of her.
Literally 8 minutes of stolen jokes from Amy Schumer.
So and the video is really cool. The way it was put together, it would show Amy Schumer do a joke, and then show like old footage of somebody a decade ago doing the same joke.
Which is not good.
No, you should be your own writer. That's not what makes comedy good.
The comedy you do not like is other people's comedy.
No, I don't like her delivery. You kind of feel whether you like a good delivery.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, hers is, I don't know, it doesn't work with me. It's just to each their own.
Yep.
But I haven't seen Trainwreck. Is it a good movie? Is it LeBron James in that movie?
LeBron's in it. LeBron plays actually pretty big role in that movie.
Is he really?
Yeah. It was solid. It was funny.
Yeah, I will also tell, I remember two distinct officer gentlemen, and I also remember that first time when you sit around the house and you rent and then Revenge of the Nerds. That was also with my parents.
You were pretty young during that one, though.
1985, 5, 6.
So you're
Adams.
11?
Adams, 10, Adams. 11? Adams, Adams.
The Adams, Adams. Still,
that and Beverly Hills Cop. There's just distinct movies that sit out in your mind that you go, man, this
man in the tailpipe.
I know. Gosh, it were just these movies in the '80s that you knew you had to watch, but then your parents are going to let you because it's a rated R movie and you had to watch with your parents.
Right. Got to do it.
And I still remember the first time my dad let me watch Top Gun, and then he had to speed through the Take My Breath Away scene.
And that's not even that egregious.
Really?
I mean, it's not like
you don't even get a. You just get a silhouette. It's not that big a deal.
Nah.
It's just very slow moving.
Well, I mean, we can't all be football coaches' sons who watched like the Playboy Channel in hotels with the teams.
That's dusty. We didn't know.
There was also a bus ride where the guy that I was sitting next to was looking at a Playboy, and I was like leering over at it. And my dad walked back to the back of the bus to go to the bathroom, and he walked past, and then he does one of those like takes two steps back and goes, "What are you doing?" And my dad's player was like, "Bah!" And he, not you. He pointed at me. He's like, "What are you doing?" He goes, "Don't look at those." So the player was fine. It was me. It was me. The 5-year-old, 6-year-old me.
Were you 6-year old? You were leering?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was looking over. You know, he knew what he was doing. Putting me in those situations. I turned out okay. That's debatable.
Yeah, it is debatable.
All right. Today's show.
Movies and what you saw with your parents all day.
All right. Well, we just changed our textual then. 55305, the Better You Today text line. We will be talking $1 million assistants in college football. Staggering numbers coming out right now. We will discuss that. Is LeBron James hard to play with? And NFL chatter. We have our Pro Football Challenge today at 8 a.m. We do that every single Thursday at 8 a.m. And I am going to videotape the look on Cameron Cleland's face when the bells start playing, because it is a different mood that happens here.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to videotape your face.
Video? You're going to videotape my face?
Yeah. It's a transformation.
People really,
really
want to see that?
Yeah.
I don't know if they want to see that.
I don't think you realize your face does change.
Well, it's yes, potentially.
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 You kidding?
There is a slight mood that you get into when you hear that. It's a small mood.
See? Did you feel it in your face? In your facial regions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very nostalgic to me.
It's good.
It's stirring.
Stirring. That's an excellent, excellent word. Stirring.
Yeah.
Makes me think of Christmas.
Not a creature was stirring.
Not even a mouse.
All right, 55305, Better You Today, text line. Where we start?
I remember it was just like yesterday.
'75. Do you think we'll ever see this one again?
It's a great year, huh?
Archie Griffin becomes the first person and only person to win back-to-back Heisman trophies.
Look at that, 1975. That's a great year, by the way. I was born that year.
Yeah, it was a great year.
Great year. Back to back.
Uh-huh. He won in 74, 75.
Who's the closest we've ever seen come to
Tebow.
That?
I think Tebow won and finished second.
Yeah, Tebow was invited 2 years and then wasn't...
Jameis?
Was it Johnny? Jameis Winston.
Didn't Matt Leinart win one year and then Bush the other with Leinart invited to the ceremony?
That's a good one. Wasn't Lamar Jackson too? We thought Lamar Jackson was going to be tough to say, like, oh, he could have had a chance.
Yeah, he looked like he was going to be a two-time winner.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, this is going to be an interesting
one. Do we think we ever see a defensive player win the Heisman ever again?
Ever again?
Charles Woodson, 1998. Stole it from Peyton Manning.
And Ndamukong Suh was a finalist.
He was.
Yeah, Warren Sapp was. So third. Was Manti Te'o.
Manti Te'o's girlfriend, too. Wow, that's a great story.
I think that story came out like that day.
Yeah.
I think that story came out like the following Monday after that because they do all those Heisman interviews, where they try to get to know the guy.
And his girlfriend.
And it was part of the tearjerker story. And then people are like, hold on a second.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
How's Manti Te'o doing? I mean, he's pretty good. He's in
LA.
He's
playing now, yeah.
Plays for the Chargers.
Yeah.
He's pretty good, but it's like.
Could have a great career. Play football. Get paid. Have a good career.
Well, yeah, but I'm wondering.
I'm sure
how
he's fine.
He's
probably married. He's probably got a bunch of kids already.
Well, that's not what I'm wondering. I'm wondering good is Manti Te'o? Like,
actually, he's in the NFL. He's good.
Plays for the vaunted Saints defense now.
Yes, that's right. He does. He got traded to the Saints.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think he wears number 50. If I'm correct, I don't know. I'm guessing.
Manti
Living it
Te'o.
Up in New Orleans.
Looks like he hasn't played much this year, though. Just 12 tackles this season.
You know, he's back.
Well, maybe he's hurt.
Maybe.
Maybe he's battling.
Hey, whatever it is, he's getting paid to play a game.
All right. 55305. Rick Bucher of Bleacher Report. He has a really long article about LeBron James. Is anybody going to want to go and team up with him? Kevin Durant is stealing all the headlines with his comments, but Damian Lillard is mentioned in that article as well. LeBron and Dame, a match made in heaven. 614 on the Fan. All right, it is 6:19 on your Thursday morning. Dusty Harrick, Cam Cleveland with you.
Double-breasted, huh?
What?
Damian Woody going double-breasted this morning on Get Up.
It's a big guy.
Are you a double-breasted guy? Once you get wider than a certain wide width, do you go double-breasted anymore?
It's a big guy move.
It is a big guy move, isn't it? Doesn't it feel gangster to be double-breasted?
Yeah, it's a mob hitman Tony Soprano move to really go is. Double-breasted suit.
You don't order double-breasted much anymore.
No,
it's not in the regular buy-in.
You know, the only place that you'll see that in an ad for like a commercial or a print ad is for like, what is it? Double XL. What's the name of that
DXL.
Store?
DXL. DXL. No longer have to shop there. By the way,
hey, congrats, man. I'm proud of you. Yeah. That's the only regularly. Place you see. Do you? Old Navy in the
you'd be surprised.
Youth section?
Yeah, you'd be surprised how nice it is to actually go into a store and go, hey, I can fit into that.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway, but as I said, you're right. Double-breasted. We get a chance to watch it, but yeah.
Well, either that or he got new suits when he was on The Biggest Loser, and then he gained it all back, and so he had to go back to his 10-year-old, 15-year-old suits because those were big in the early 2000s.
He did a great job on that show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good maintaining it.
No, it's a hard thing to do.
Yeah, it is.
It's a very hard thing.
If you know Dame, which I've told this story before about Damian, he's a great guy, but we get fined. Again, I told $500 per pound per day for every pound you're over your playing weight. That'll get you motivated to lose weight.
Golly, it did not, I guess so.
It did not Damian Woody motivate him.
Did you have to weigh in on game days?
No, you only weighed in every Thursday mornings. So you knew your times when you had to weigh in. But every Thursday, the sauna and the steam room would be packed with guys sucking weight to make sure they could get there. It's $500 per pound.
Uh-huh.
Do you get this?
Yes.
So Woody would all of a sudden the door would open up at about 7:25 on Thursday. And suddenly here would come this exercise bike, would make its way into the steam room. Steam room would open because nobody could see each other in the steam room because we're all just talking, but it's just flooded with hot steam. All of a sudden, opens this door, and in it's about 7:25 Thursday. You give it, hey, boys, got to get my work on. And in would wheel the exercise bike, in full, you know, like the slickers,
the sweatsuit,
the full sweatsuit,
like the
and
garbage
the slick,
bag one.
Yeah. And the sweatsuit over the top. Be like, oh boy, yeah, I got to get down.
That's healthy.
Got to get down. Got to get down. Had the chicken fried last night. Got to get down. He'd still be 15 pounds over.
Oh my God. 500 pounds. $500 week. Per pound.
Every week. You do the math.
Well, no wonder he's still working. He's all his paycheck went back to
it
Bill
was
Belichick.
Incredible. I don't know what his final tally was every week, but it was incredible. It was incredible, and he just, you know, he struggled with it. But him and his wife love. His wife's an unbelievable cook. We've had dinner, and she's great Southern
food. That's a problem.
Food. Oh, man.
True love. You can't sit there and deny
comfort
your wife's
food,
cooking.
Love it, and he's a really good guy. But it was, I still remember those times. Every day we'd be like, there's David. Come on in. Got to get it down. What do you got to get down to? I need that. I got to get down by like 12. Got to get to 12 this week.
And he thought he
week.
Could do that in one, like in a day? 12? He
12,
thought that
he
was
would,
easy?
He said,
like
I got to get it
hours?
Down to 12, which meant that he was probably at 20. So he was trying to drop eight in this session.
My goodness.
Not good for you, but
and
sweat
then,
it out.
And then go out and practice.
Yeah, then go out and practice. No, just drink it and put it right back on right after you get on the, what you do is get on the scale. And then Coach Wojcik, who is now the head strength coach for Dallas Cowboys, he's got 6 rings, by the way. He's pretty cool. He's got 3 with Dallas, 3 with New England. Yeah, he would stand there at the scale and go, okay, Woody, what do you got today? So, story times of the morning on Thursdays in December.
See, and this is the amazing thing. So, like, you're talking water weight, right? That's what you're trying to sweat out. He's trying to sweat out 8 pounds. It says that the average person carries about 1.5 pounds of water weight. Mm. So he's trying to get everything else.
Trying to get it out. Getting it out.
That's ridiculous.
Would that motivate you? 500 pounds per day?
$500 per pound?
Per pound.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That would be a great motivator for me to lose whatever I needed. Now, what about the guys that were... Like, you had your target weight. What if you were under it?
Oh, you're fine.
Then you're good?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. Yeah. Because, I mean, some people are pretty sticklers about exactly what you need to be. And Belichick seems like that kind of guy. So if you were a little bit under, you're good. You
and your assigned playing weight, which Troy Brown's playing weight was 193.
Yeah.
Troy Brown would weigh 194, and he would get fined. Troy Brown.
1 pound.
Had like 6% body fat. Shredded. Unbelievable. Captain. It's like if everybody's held to the standard, we're all held to the standard. So Troy would have to get to 193, but like he was optimal at 195.
No wiggle room.
None. There is no wiggle room with Bill Belichick. You are all the same. When you walk into the New England Patriots, you are one uniform.
Gosh.
There is no benefits. You don't get any extra anything. Your socks. I mean, when I've told this before, when I got into England, I was given Jermaine Wiggins.
Do you see they're doing
extra
that again?
Extra stuff. Like, I got in there, and I went, come on, guys. I came from New Orleans where I got my own stuff. They handed me his stuff. And I went, it still smells like his. I was like, did you wash it?
Ew.
Like, here's his slicker. Here's your sweats. The sweats were cut off.
Oh, good.
I'm like,
you didn't have to
I'm
do
like,
that.
Brosh. Brosh was the equipment guy. He's like, Brosh, what are you doing? He's like, yeah, well, you know, we haven't got our new shipment in. I'm like, I'm not putting that on. So I'd steal the grays, and then we'd get some extra socks. It was like trying to get some socks. You would have thought getting a pair of socks was like going up and asking for your firstborn. Mm. Well, we don't have very many socks here.
Well, they didn't. It was a dark year.
Cheap.
Do you see they're doing that again, though, in New England?
Yeah.
Instead of just reusing, though, they're giving guys they kind of look like prison jumpsuits. They changed them to orange because Bill Belichick, Beaver fans,
tired of guys
ears.
Stealing them.
He was tired of them stealing, but they made them orange because he thought of the ugliest color he could. Yeah. So, Beaver fans, close your ears on that one.
They're so mad. Brosh so mad and Bill Belichick so mad that their budget was stealing the grays. Now, the grays are the gray shorts that are laid out right at the opening to the equipment window with the towels. And everybody steals the grays. And you wear them as underwear. You wear them under your pads. They're open. And you just throw them in the wash and they just wash them over and over again. Who knows how many times you wear them. But by the time you were done with the season, you looked in your drawer. You had about 20 pairs of grays at your house.
It's not a bad deal.
And so you're just like, oh. So by the time, maximize that by 53 guys and a few others in the budget. And you're going, I don't have any gray shorts. And they're all just Russell Athletic gray shorts. But we loved them. And so Belichick's like, all right, fine. Nobody's going to be stealing these anymore if I make them prison orange.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. And the players aren't happy about it, but that's exactly why they're doing it.
Exactly why they're doing it.
All right, 55305. That is the Better You Today text line. Oh, look at this. This guy says his high school wrestler can sweat 5 to 6 pounds.
Yeah, I believe
so
that.
So unhealthy.
I came from a big-time wrestling school.
Yeah.
And every Friday on match day, all these high school kids would suddenly show up to school in sweats and trash bags, mm-hmm. and they'd have Jolly Ranchers and Styrofoam cups the entire day. And they would run around class, and then they would spit into a Styrofoam cup the entire day. I was like, how's that good for you?
Yeah, our kids...
It's not.
Your high school is like, different than good. Mine.
This is now... Well, I don't think they do it anymore.
Our wrestlers would sneak chew, not Jolly Ranchers. They just put a chew in their mouth and just be chewing all day at school.
Either way.
I mean, still same thing.
That can't be good for you.
It's not.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
don't
I remember wrestlers think they changed the rules.
Wrestlers at our school would get like... They'd get like a couple PE classes back to back, and then the coach would just tell them, go do whatever you want. And they'd go to like the small gym, wear 3 sweatsuits, and just jog around in circles. It's like, it's a horrible thing for you.
I was talking to the high school strength or wrestling coach, and he said, I don't believe in that anymore. I don't know if there are a lot of wrestling coaches out there that said, I don't want kids to lose weight when they're younger. If they do, just wrestle up. We'll wrestle up at another weight level. I don't want to teach kids to be able to have to live. I mean, there are some kids that would play football with. They'd weigh 230. Next thing you know, they're wrestling 190.
Yeah.
You're 16 years old. How can that be healthy for you?
It's not.
I didn't think so.
It isn't. And I think they changed the weigh-in rules because they used to do the weigh-ins just like a couple hours before the meet. And kids would be so dehydrated that they'd go out on the mat. And
have a little oopsie.
They'd be spent.
I've seen a couple oopses out like on the mat.
Pooping themselves?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking
like
about?
Like a diarrhea explosion.
You're kidding.
No. Because they were taking laxatives. They were trying to do everything they could.
Yeah, that's not totally surprising if they're trying to clear themselves out.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you'd be like, oh, and then, you know, you get in a very strenuous situation. Wrestling is very strenuous.
Is it?
I tried it in 7th and 8th grade.
Yeah, I loved wrestling.
I got my butt kicked.
Did you?
Oh, gosh, I got my butt kicked. I never got pinned, but boy, did I get beat by a lot.
I lost one match.
Did you?
Corey Funk.
Oh, you remember his name?
Yeah, yeah.
Funk, huh?
Corey Funk. He was good.
Was he? What was your... Do you remember the weight, or was it grade? Didn't even matter.
Kid. I don't remember.
He was a big kid.
He was a good wrestler, though. His grandpa was a wrestling coach. Anywho... Wrestling.
Yeah.
Healthy or not healthy? Healthy. I like wrestling.
Except the ears. Ears thing.
Yeah. Put your little earmuffs on, guys. Yeah. Your headgear. Yeah. Put your headgear on. Hot wrestling talk. Now we will go into our textual relations. Inappropriate movies you saw with your parents with too young of an age. Or is exclusivity what college football thrives on? If you expand the playoff, would it be bad? That's what some people are arguing. 55305, the Better You Today text line. Here's Buck with SportsCenter.
Let's get texty.
I left a message.
A message? What number did you call?
2-4-9-5-6-7-8.
I can't hear you. You're trailing off. And did I catch a niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
No, it was cordless.
Text us now at 55305. Message and data rates may apply.
Just want to leave my number. Anyway, that was weird or desperate.
This is Textual Relations on the show that likes to be over-text. Dusty and Cam in the morning on 1080.
The brain of that person to actually say that?
The Fan.
All right, 55305. That is the Better You Today text line. Textual Relations, do it every single day at this time. I thought we were going to get a lot more college football action, but gosh, we jokingly said at the beginning of the show, inappropriate movies that you saw when you were a kid, we're getting a lot of good ones that are coming in on the Better You Today text line. You said yours was Officer and a Gentleman on inappropriate movies you saw with your parents.
Well, not just parents, and your mom decided to take you to a really bad movie, which it might have been a good movie, but...
That's a good movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think that we all...
Deborah Winger, hot or not.
Hot. Gosh, that was a...
Wasn't she in... what was the Jack Nicholson movie she was in with him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say... we're talking the inner prime? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Deborah Winger, hot.
Terms of endearment?
Terms of endearment?
That was a good one. Yeah.
Was a movie she was in.
She was in.
That is correct.
Oh, look at these. These are.
She was also in Urban Cowboy as well.
Ooh, Urban Cowboy.
Great movie. Oh,
that's a John Travolta.
I got a buddy who's gone Urban Cowboy. Not disco, but he's gone, like, there's nothing about him that says cowboy.
Nothing.
But he has fully embraced it, and now it's like, yeah, all right, you're in, man. I like it.
You can just claim cowboy at any time. I've seen a couple claim cowboy. I saw a young man on our football team this year that I coached claim cowboy. Out of nowhere, he's a full cowboy.
Yeah, I've seen that. Anytime you're in the periphery, like you're on the outskirts of a metropolitan area, we saw a lot of cowboy claiming. I also saw a lot of real cowboys when I was growing up, but some of the kids in the burbs really wanted to feel embraced by the cowboy culture, so they just embraced it.
Number one thing you have to do to claim cowboy, shouldn't it be ride a horse?
Yeah, you should have had rode a horse prior to your claiming cowboy.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, or done some sort of manual labor on a farm?
Yeah, I think so too.
You know?
Yes.
Whether it's bucking hay or...
Get your hands dirty.
Yeah, that's big. You got to do that. Okay, 55305, better you today, text line. Poltergeist, age 12. That's a good one. Poltergeist freaked me out.
Scary movie.
Silence of the Lambs, I saw that when I was 8. But that one didn't scare me as much as the Poltergeist
that
did.
That explains a lot why you are who you are.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. I've seen a lot. I saw a lot at a young age, so nothing really surprises me now. Get it all out of the way when you're a kid.
Okay.
And then by the time you grow up, either you're a criminal or you're just desensitized completely. Yeah. And so I just went the desensitized route. 55305, here's one. Blazing Saddles has to end this discussion. I saw that when I was like 10. My aunt showed that to me.
Which movie?
Blazing Saddles.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Mel Brooks, you've seen Blazing Saddles.
Oh, of course I've seen Blazing Saddles. Excuse me while I whip this out.
Exactly. That movie, wildly inappropriate.
Yeah.
Wildly inappropriate.
It's kind of like Spaceballs.
But 25 times worse.
Really? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Because of the racial undertones in that.
Yes, yes, of course. We consider Blazing Saddles a classic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 55305, better you today, text line. When I was in fifth grade, we went to see Apocalypse Now, the whole opening scene. Oh my goodness. Apocalypse Now, you know, that's fifth grade is,
yeah, that's
aggressive.
That is aggressive.
Blue Lagoon, Brooke Shields. How old were you for that
Blue
one?
Blue Lagoon.
Brooke Shields, man. How's she?
Andre Agassi. Remember that connection? Yeah. Remember she was married to Andre when that fake mullet that he had, the tennis star?
Huh.
That was interesting. She was Blue Lagoon. Great movie.
Brooke Shields still looks great.
Yeah, she does.
Have you seen the pictures of her lately?
No, I know. She aged very well.
All those supermodels from the 80s did, because they're on that Cindy Crawford melon root
extract
stuff.
Well, you get a beauty mark, and they stay with the beauty.
I guess so. Buck, what was your movie you saw at inappropriate age, far too young?
Ah, man. I don't know that I have one that I saw too early. I mean, I had the uncomfortable nature of seeing American Pie 2 with my dad and girlfriend at the same time, but I don't know if there was an inappropriate one that comes to mind.
You know the one I saw in a theater?
Do we consider scary movies inappropriate?
Yeah, they can be. Because
they scare you too much?
But are you awkward? Is that awkward? Scary movies is not awkward with your family.
No.
But something like this one says Porky's at age 11. That would be awkward with my dad.
I watched that at a sleepover with one of my buddies' house, and his dad was sitting there. And
again, explains a lot about Dusty Hera.
When the whole shower scene happened and it gets grabbed, I remember vividly my buddy's dad he was crying, and he'd seen that scene so many times, he was crying. Yeah. He was laughing so hard. And that was great. I think we were in fourth grade.
Okay.
You know, for me, it probably was a scary movie. I went to a buddy's sleepover for his birthday, and I think we watched The Leprechaun. You remember that?
Oh, yeah, The Leprechaun.
But I was like 8, and it scared the hell out of me.
That's a creepy little dude.
I definitely had nightmares about that one. I was not ready for The Leprechaun.
Yeah.
That was the one I saw in the theaters. My parents never took me to any of these movies. It was all my dad's football players. But they took me to Event Horizon.
Oh, again,
in the theater.
Terrifying movie.
And I was older than like when I was 8, like watching Silence of the Lambs.
Demon starship.
But watching that in a movie theater.
Oh, yeah.
I was ruined. Yeah. There was actually one of the college guys got up and left because he was like, I don't know, you got
a good movie when you make someone leave.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. He got mocked for a really long time for that one, seeing as Dusty could sit through it and you couldn't even take it. Come on.
This is great. I was six the first time I saw Aliens. When that thing jumped out of my chest, I started out of his chest. That's Keith in the garbage truck. That was terrifying. I had to sleep next to my parents for at least a week after seeing Aliens.
Did you?
I was not scared of the alien. That spider thing that embeds on your face.
Yes.
That creepy, horrific thing that is still the scariest thing to me in cinema.
You know,
that thing, whatever that thing is chasing you down, is like,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? When I do that with my hands right now, does that just make you just get the eebie jeebies?
I did. The hair on my hand is standing up when you do that. Okay, can you stop it?
This is running after you. And it jumps and wraps around your neck.
You know what the scary part about that is?
What?
There's things in our world that do that. Not in Oregon.
What?
Not like that, but they'll bed under your skin, right?
Oh, yeah. Those are bot flies.
Well, there's a lot of different things.
Yeah, bot flies are
the
awful.
Closer to the equator that you go, here's my theory, the more things want to live inside your body.
Yeah.
Like you go down and like there's the parasites that'll crawl up your urethra and in any open orifice.
You went straight Stand By Me in the leech scene. Terrifying scene, by the way.
Well, that's just like brutal. The leech will go, that we can have that here.
Yeah, we can. And I don't know if I'm ever going to jump into the swampy waters and then come out with leeches everywhere. I've never had that happen.
Little
in the
Gordy
Northwest.
Just looks down and goes, "Ah, Chris," and he passes out.
Y'all want to see a dead body?
Stand By Me, also a movie that.
Gosh, I want to show that to my kids too. And I saw them when I was young.
It's creepy.
It is creepy. Kiefer Sutherland, great actor.
I see a dead body.
God, it's such a good movie. Ugh.
All right, 55305. We'll get to more of them coming up. It is 6:43 on the Fan. Talking about inappropriate movies. I don't know how this started, but we were talking about inappropriate movies that we've seen at far too young of an age.
Yeah.
This one, A Nightmare on Elm Street, when at the age of six, and my godfather proceeded to act like Freddy Krueger the rest of the night and scare me the rest of my and my little cousins. I slept underneath the covers for 5 years after that. P1 Nick.
That was fantastic. Terrified for 5 years.
You have an awful godfather. Mm,
this is even better. Dad had me watch Stephen King's It at age 9. Because I wanted a clown for my birthday. Did not want a clown after that. You can get rid of those clowns.
Oh, I didn't hear what you said. Stephen King's It?
It.
Yeah, no yeah. Thank you.
Here, you want a clown for your birthday? Let's watch this movie.
Oh, my gosh.
You won't want clowns anymore.
Heebie-jeebies. That's what I get with that feeling. I saw Terminator 2 when I was 6. I had a constant driving fear of being nuclear blast for like 5 years after that. Constant nightmares. Yeah. P1 Jordan. That explains a lot, Jordan. You know, the nuclear blast. That would be a terrifying thing at such a young age to be afraid of. You know?
Nuclear blasts.
Like being that privy to adult stuff.
You know what I was scared of? When what? I saw, hold on, Red Dawn. When I saw Red Dawn, I thought we were going to be invaded.
Well, yeah, that was the whole thing.
I know, but I thought at any point in time, Cuba was coming to get us, Russia was getting, so I don't know, I have my little BB gun area out behind the trees, and that was going to be my safe house.
You know what didn't help guys like you and I who kind of grew up in the middle of nowhere?
I was going to fight them off with my red rifle.
Is that Red Dawn, for whatever reason, they invade Colorado and go from the middle out.
Was it Colorado?
Yeah, it was.
Wait, but I know.
The original, the remake was Spokane.
Yeah. It was weird because I'm like, why are they in the middle of the country?
Well, you go from the middle and then you attack out, of
course. Yeah, that's what you do. You drop in the middle and work your way out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you definitely don't want to be working towards where more people live. But anyways,
sure
I was afraid of that too.
Yeah.
I was afraid of that too. 55305, movies that you saw at too young of an age.
Eventually, we'll talk sports, folks. I don't know what happened. It's a Thursday.
I don't care.
It's the first week.
Look, we don't have college football this weekend outside of Army and Navy. Yeah. So, embrace the wild, okay?
Yeah, there's an obvious void in our lives this week with the lack of college football this weekend.
And this will happen. This will happen every now and then. Everybody sees a squirrel. You got to go. You got to embrace it.
And you know what?
You know, I'm not apologizing. The show.
No, no, I'm not apologizing either. I just was letting you guys know this is what we do.
We had two topics. They came in hot with the movie talk. Yeah. So.
I gave everybody two things that you could talk about here. So let's not apologize.
Yeah,
apologize for nothing.
I think this sets the precedent as one of the greatest scenes ever in movie cinema.
I know exactly. I've read the same one.
The pool scene in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah. Yep. Phoebe Cates.
Yeah. She's still, by the way, fantastic.
Really? What fantastic. Did she do after that?
I don't know. It doesn't need much. Don't need much. Don't need much after that.
I wonder how many her career defined by that role, though.
Well,
you know
everybody,
what I mean?
Wouldn't you like to, if you're going to be a one-hit wonder at anything, that's not bad. It's not a bad way to go.
I might like something that I make a lot more money, you know? Like,
I think she's making residuals off of all that.
But are you making enough?
Oh, like, did you see what Netflix just paid? Just think about what these guys get paid.
I was going to go that.
Yeah, Netflix just paid $100 million to keep airing Friends on their platform. $100 million to keep airing. Not bad.
Well, my wife watches Friends every single day.
There you go. On Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Worth it. Oh, I know a ton of people watch it still, but... Like, here's the thing. David Schwimmer, he will always be Ross from Friends. Like, the fact that Jennifer Aniston got out of it and she's no longer Rachel, she's Jennifer Aniston, is pretty amazing in that regard. Because everybody else on that show, by the way, they get like $32 million a year apiece.
Do they really?
Yes.
Is it that much?
Yes. And... Like Steve Carell from The Office, does he really, like, he says he doesn't want to do the reboot of The Office because he doesn't want to be Michael Scott forever.
Well, he's tried. Remember the last movie he tried? What was it?
Well, he's done a bunch.
Well, he's done a bunch of movies. But
and he's a good actor. And he's got a new one coming out.
Where he looks intense and serious.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about the one where the DuPont, where he played DuPont.
Foxcatcher.
Foxcatcher.
That was a gut punch of a movie. You see that
one? Yeah, it's a true story, too.
I know, but like...
And he played a good creep.
I saw that in the theater. I left. I'm like, man, I feel terrible right now.
Yeah. But with that, you look at these guys, and people that just get locked into those one characters, you know, and they don't want to do that. But Phoebe Cates, hers was one movie. Like, at least in sitcoms and stuff, they can make it off of like hundreds of episodes.
Well, congratulations to them. I mean, honestly, congratulations. That's you make $32 million a year, and you're a hit. I mean, just think what Seinfeld makes and all that stuff. These are all great stuff, the good stuff that you watch. I think we're in the golden era of television was the 80s through the 90s. We're in this on-demand world now, and so this is what I'm wondering. When these movies are, you have an opportunity to show these movies, I just think the movies are lame nowadays. I think they're terrible. Like, the scary movies are bad, and they're just not... Everything's been done before. So if we got to go back, we got to go back to classics. And I don't want all these classics remade. Don't you dare touch Back to the Future. What the heck is wrong with you? But don't you dare do that.
Do we really think, though, that every good storyline has been used?
No, I don't think great storyline has been used. But it's just, Phoebe Cates was in Gremlins.
Was she?
Gremlins, another great movie. Terrifying movie.
I found out from the text line.
You think that's terrifying?
Totally forgot. Little creepy green guys running around,
Leprechaun brought up earlier Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston.
Her first starring role, at least according to the text line.
That Gremlins? Like,
Gremlins
as a, kid,
a Christmas movie or not?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yes. It's a Christmas present.
Kind of like Die Hard. Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yeah, absolutely. It is a Christmas party.
It's a Christmas movie.
The entire movie takes place
can't finish that.
At a Christmas party. Yeah, it's a Christmas movie.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still get the creeps when I think about walking on glass.
Have you ever done that? Like, not just like stepped on a piece of glass, but walked over a glass?
No, not interested in that.
Wait, have you?
Yeah, one time.
Why?
Did you try to do that? You tried to Bruce Willis yourself?
No, I didn't.
You didn't do that on purpose?
No, I was kind of boxed in. I had nowhere to go. Mm. And I, like, the only way to get out, there's like a broken sliding glass door. Didn't have shoes. It was like one of those kitchen to, you know, living room situations. It was to go over the glass, and I did it. Had to do it.
Did you feel like Bruce Willis?
I did. Yeah, I did.
Nice.
I did.
I'll tell you what. I Googled Phoebe Cates. She still is. She married... Really?
Kevin Kline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Well, that went a lot of different places.
I went a lot of.
Want to get
places.
On sports now?
Yeah, we'll do sports. It's 7 o'clock.
Underrated scary movie as a child, Pet Cemetery from Pew and Nick. That is true.
Oh, that I saw that by myself.
How old are you?
14.
Pet Cemetery, actually a double feature the same night we saw Leprechaun at the kids' birthday party. So 8 years old, saw both of them.
Pet Cemetery is terrifying.
This text, Lost Boys made me want to be a vampire.
Oh, that's a great movie. Again, Kiefer Sutherland.
He plays a good creep.
He is a winner.
And he plays a great a hero to the United States of America.
In 24.
It's quite the range that Kiefer Sutherland has.
Yeah, come all over.
All right, coming up next hour, we will talk sports. NFC playoff picture. What does that look like? And could there be a name returning to the National Football League that hasn't been there in quite some time? Plus, million-dollar assistance in college football, where the Pac-12 stacks up. 656 on the Fan.